Thanks for joining me for Business Attraction Tips. I'm your host, Karen Lanou. Well, you know what? We are going to start Business Attraction Tips off with a bang with today's interview of multimillionaire Master Income Acceleration Coach, David Nagel. I met David a few years ago at a workshop, and after just a few short minutes of a discussion with him, I came away with a totally expanded mindset, and that's why I want to introduce you to David. My business attraction system starts with dealing with our mindset, and as business owners, I know that David's information will impact you profoundly. So, you know, if you don't want to wait until the end of the podcast, you can go to davidnagel.com/Karen, and I'll just say that out. David, D-A-V-I-D, Nagel, N as in Noble, EAGLE.com/Karen. And you'll find information about David and the resources that we're going to talk about in this session. Also, in the meantime, if you haven't signed up for my business attraction tips, please go to businessattractioncenter.com and sign up now, or you can find me on Facebook too. All right, let's get started.
Hi, David. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, Karen, it's great to be here.
I really appreciate you joining us for our business attraction tips. I know I'm very excited to introduce you to my business group. I really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
All right. So, you know, David, you say, you know, in terms of all the economy, what's going on with the economy these days and, you know, the ups and downs and the uncertainty, you say the results of business are not dependent upon resources or the economy, but instead really are equivalent to the structure of the creator. And what do you mean by that? That's a big statement.
Well, you know, if you look at any business, there is, like most businesses that go under, you have to ask yourself, why did they go under? And the reason that they go under is because at some point in time, the business owner experienced a lack of resources. So there is no lack of resources. The universe is completely abundant and provides us with everything that we need. If we're experiencing a lack of resources, what we're really doing, in truth, is experiencing a lack of understanding in being resourceful, because that's the key. I mean, business is changing all the time, especially right now. And it's if you understand principles beyond our own physical knowledge of the way that we've been raised, you're able to tap into a resourcefulness that will take you above and beyond any challenge that you could experience in your life or your business.
Okay. So without initially doing our own internal work and building our business from a thinking structure that is conditioned for abundance, no other investment in our business, whether it be in technology or marketing or an assistant or whatever, will yield the results that we desire. Is that right?
Well, here's the thing. It's not that the skill sets and the things that we do don't yield results. They do, but they will only yield results equivalent to your own growth. You could take a person that has one marketing tool and they make millions and millions of dollars using that marketing tool. And you take somebody else who has a lower self-worth, lower self-esteem, they don't think that they can do it, they don't think it's going to produce the same kind of result, and they plug that thing in, it will pretty much produce the result based on their own level of awareness. And then they erroneously think that they need to go out and change what they're doing instead of who they're being with what they're doing. If they change the cause, see, there's a law in the universe, it's the law of cause and effect, right? So we have to make sure that we're looking at true causes and not effects as being causes, which is what most people do. They see something and they say, here's the cause and here's the effect. So if you have marketing and then you've got sales, that are coming in through that marketing, you're looking at it as marketing being the cause, the sales that you're getting are the effect. Well, marketing is a cause, but it is not the cause. Who is in charge of the marketing? What is actually driving that, making it work to the level that they want it to work at? Well, the individual is the business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So if that person does not believe that they're worthy of a lot of sales or they're not worthy of a large income, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter how much they wish they had it. If they're at a core root level, if they don't feel that they're worthy of receiving it, that marketing piece that they're using will only produce up to what they feel that they're worthy of receiving.
Hmm. So how do people get beyond that? How do they start to move beyond that?
Well, first is to realize that they have the desire to want to move
mm-hmm.
beyond it. I mean, if a person doesn't want to move beyond something like that, then, you know, they need to look at something else. But most people really desire for things to be a little bit better in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's first understanding is that if you have a desire to do anything, the way to do that thing already exists within your life. It's already right around you. Now, whether you see it or not is something completely different. You must understand that basic law that there's a law of polarity, which means everything has an opposite side to it. So if you have a desire, that is an etheric or an emotional feeling. It's not something that is physically real. It's just something you're experiencing in your body.
Mm-hmm.
But what is actually happening is your body is resonating with something that's in the universe. And you experience it as a desire. Now, the other side of that desire is the actual physical thing, the physical property, the business, what the relationship, whatever mm-hmm. the money, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opposite side of the desire. The way for that to happen must also exist, because you can't have both ends of it and not the way for it to actually come in. So when you understand this, you can begin to change your perception and view of how you look at something. Now, in order for this to completely come in, you have to ask yourself, what is it inside of myself that would be preventing this from coming in? Okay. The higher side of myself is in resonance with the thing, but something's actually preventing it to come into my life. Now, here's the thing that's kind of a paradox for most people. If you say that, you say, well, why would I have a desire and not actually have the thing come into my life? Because you're not fully in harmony with it. Part of you, the higher side of yourself, is in harmony with growth and wanting things to be better and wanting to completely expand and express the spiritual side of your nature, which is the higher side of your nature. But there's also the belief and egotistical side of your nature, which wants everything to remain exactly as it is. One of the things that's difficult for people to grasp sometimes is they're constantly, instantly manifesting their entire world around them.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have no concept of that, they have no experience in that knowledge, they think that they're in a world that's happening to them instead of them actually creating what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you start to change these fundamental foundations of thinking, you can then change the entire world that you're experiencing. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your experience, the reality of success, I know that one of the things that you talk about is instant manifestation. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, you briefly mentioned that, but
you know, that it took me a while to really kind of grasp this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you believe that you manifest your life, you have to ask yourself, to what degree do I manifest it? Well, when you start to ask that question, if you're a thinking person, you'll realize that asking that question, what you're really bringing into the equation is time and space.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to measure at what is the effectiveness of my ability to create my own life. So there is no degree. That's the kind of trick that happens in our mind. You either can or you can't. You either believe that you can manifest your life, or you believe that you're a victim to your world. You're a thing in a world of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the truth is that when you do that, you give all your power over to your outside world. When you believe that you are the creator of your own universe, you take that power back.
Mm-hmm.
When you take that power back, you can then see the cause and effect in your own power to manifest. Now, that allows you to start to increase your knowledge and understanding and awareness of just how powerful you really are in order to instantly manifest everything that you want. The biggest illusion that we have as human beings is the illusion of time and space. You can't have one without the other. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that when we go to try to figure something out, when we say, how do I do this? Or when is something going to happen? Like if you set a goal, a person who sets a goal already brings into the equation something that exists in which to measure the goal by. That is time and space.
Mm-hmm.
Time and space doesn't exist. It's an illusion. Everything happens now. There is no past and there is no future. There's only now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we say, I'm going to complete this goal and I'm going to do it in 30 days or 60 days or a year or 5 years or 10 years, whatever that might be, what we do when we do that, when we bring the time and space in, is we're bringing our own knowledge of how it has to happen in. Why are we giving it a time and a space? Because that's what we, how we think it needs to happen.
Right.
And we think that based on the knowledge and the experience that we currently have. What if you were to remove that? What if you were literally able to remove the time and space? When would it happen? The only time it could happen is right now.
Right.
So you slip into a place of instant manifestation. Everything that you need begins to show up right now. And it happens so uncanny that people quickly slip in and out of this place because it's like, oh, my God, this happened, and then they all of a sudden they start to project their thinking, and they're off into the future someplace, and they're not here right now.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we teach people how to do that so that they can stay in the now and not be confused with time and space, and they can increase their incomes, they increase their business. They may have to learn to manifest whatever it is that they want.
Oh, and that's fascinating because, you know, that's happened to me so often where I've instantly manifested something. I've thought it, and then it's just shown up. And then the next step seems to take way longer.
Yeah.
And so that, I guess that's that slipping in and out of, you know, you're in the now or then you're living in the time and space world, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the second you ask how, you create time and space.
Right.
So with the, you know, fundamentally, our thinking, our belief system is causing us to perceive our world a certain way and ask questions according to that perception. So if we begin to change what's actually causing the dysfunction at a root level, we can change things very rapidly.
Right, right. And you talk about that at your ERS, right?
Yeah, well, not only do we talk about it, we show people how to do it.
Right. And I've heard some incredible stories about that, and I know that's on the webpage where there's a number of people that I've met before who have just instantly manifested money and things right at your workshop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous.
Some of them very large sums of money.
What's that?
Some of them very large sums of money. We had one person manifest over $20,000.
Right. Yeah, that's just amazing. And worth the price of admission alone. And you
go
beyond that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So can you tell us a little bit more about the experience and reality of success?
Yeah, it's 4 days. And let me tell you how I created the seminar. I've been going to seminars for years. It was part of my learning, part of my own growth, my own mentorship. And one day, I was having a conversation with a bunch of very well-known people that are in the seminar industry, and they were telling me that 85% or higher of the people that actually go to seminars don't ever do anything with the information that they learn. And I thought, you know, why is that? Why would they do that? Because I was trying to take the information and apply it to my life, you know, the best that I could, as much as I possibly could. And yet I would see people all the time that weren't doing it. And I was thinking, why is this? I mean, there's a whole thing about people are afraid to change and they get caught up in you know, all these different things. And one of the things that I realized was that most of what's being taught, even if you go to a tangible, a seminar that has a real tangible, like you're learning a marketing system or whatever, your perception of it is basically a theory. It's fact for the person that may be teaching it because they've applied it and had the experience. But if you haven't done that, you don't have the experience. So now you've got a theory, and you don't have it in application or in experience in your life. So what happens is you go home. You're in a really great environment when you're in one of these seminars. The energy's high. People are positive. Things are happening. It feels really good. You go home. You're back in the environment that you've created out of your own belief system. So now you've got to take this thing that is basically a theory and you've got to begin to apply it. Well, what happens is the further and further away that you get from this seminar without any experience whatsoever, the more and more your own environment takes control of your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then your reality begins to shift. Okay? So there were people that did, you know, some pretty great things. They gave people exercises. They did board breaking and fire walking and jumping out of, you know, airplanes and all kinds of stuff to help people break through fears and help them deal with change. But what I noticed was that most of those things were not applicable to a person who was in business, because the fear that you have to get over to walk across hot coals is not the same fear that you have to deal with when you're talking about business, because in business it might be rejection that you're afraid of. It might be loss. It might be your psychological attachment to money. It's a different fear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're faced with that fear, you're not in the environment of the seminar anymore. So you have no experience with breaking through this. You have no experience of what is it like on the other side of that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I teach people that when you step out to do something, very quickly you start to approach your greatest core fears in your life. The problem is that we don't ever get all the way up to the line and step over to the other side of those things where we would actually have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We enter, when you start to approach a fear or something you're afraid of, you start off with a measure of discomfort, okay? Unless you put your hand on a hot stove or something. But even then, if you were to slowly put your hand towards the stove, you'd feel the heat increase until it became so intense that it hurt and you pulled back. Well, it's the same thing with one of these fears. However, you pull back before you break through to the other side. So every time you do that, you actually move the line of what you're afraid of further and further and further back. So it takes less and less discomfort for you to move away from it.
Mm-hmm.
What we do in the ERS seminar is we help a person go beyond that fear in a reality setting so that they can experience the success based on what the fears are around the business and success that they have. I mean, it's a real environment. It's not theory. We teach them how to manifest. And in order to do that, what they're doing is they're tapping into the resourcefulness of the universe in order to have the things that they need to grow, to build their business, money, sales, whatever that might be. If you just tell a person, hey, you can do this, then they have to figure out how to do it. But if you put them in an environment where they get to experience what it is that's really stopping them, and then you show them, you give them the tools to break through it right then and there, and not only that, but when they get to the other side, they get the experience of being able to manifest exactly what it is they want, and in this case, we do it with money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real. It's not something that's made up or set up or you know, fake or anything like that. They have something tangible that they can go home with and apply to their business because they have the experience. So it's more likely for it to stick. Now, do they have to go home and exercise that? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they have the experience to build upon, where in most of these cases they don't have. They go home with all these tools and no experience what it's like on the other side. Our whole business and everything that I do is about giving people those experiences so they know that it's real on the other side. They want to make the changes. They can make the changes, and the changes actually stick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some of the people I know, personally that I've met, have grown their businesses from 5-6 figures to million-dollar businesses.
Yeah.
Well, that's fabulous. That's just I'm so excited to be coming to the ERS at some point in the future. It's very, very exciting. I think any entrepreneur, any solopreneur or business person would really get a lot out of this. Again, you know, right now with this economy, we're facing some of our biggest challenges and fears. So this would be a great stepping stone.
Well, it is. You know, one of the things about the economy that people don't understand right now, and actually people that have been teaching the laws of the universe for a number of years, it's probably the least taught law is the law of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rhythms have been very mild for the last 20, 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a bigger rhythm that's taking place. And what we're experiencing is a different season. It's a different dip in the rhythm. But if you don't understand it, you become a victim to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that nobody really saw this coming.
Right.
You know, so everybody that is experiencing it right now, even the people that are so-called experts in the area of economy and stuff, they don't really understand it because all they know is the cycle that we've been in for the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
How many people alive today that are actually out there productive running the world experienced the Depression in 1929?
Mm-hmm.
Not many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't understand. They don't understand the cycle. They don't understand the rhythm. And they don't understand what it is that they need to do to correct it for themselves. In other words, to kind of create their own economy. But when you understand it, when you study what's actually going on, when you understand these laws and how to become resourceful and manifest in your own life, this is nothing but a blip on the screen. You can circumvent it in an instant, and you don't even feel it.
Right. And grow tremendously out of it. It's a great opportunity as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, David. I really do appreciate your time. Again, I have a million questions I could keep asking you, but I know our time is finite. Even though time doesn't exist, right?
Absolutely.
And I really do appreciate you taking the time out to connect with us today. And I will be giving the web address to go to find out more about the experience, the Reality of Success event. There's one coming up shortly, but again, you are having these on an ongoing basis, correct?
Yeah, we have them twice a year.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, David.
Thanks
for everything.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you for joining us today at Business Attraction Tips. Did David blow your mind? Did you hear things you haven't heard before, or did you get re-inspired? Well, that's good, because that's what this was for. That happens to me anytime I hear this man speak. If you want to learn more about David and his upcoming Experience the Reality of Success event and get access to his other resources, which are great, you'll want to go to davidnagel.com/Karen. Again, it's David Nagel, so D-A-V-I-D, N as in Noble, EAGLE.com/Karen, K-A-R-E-N. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us here at businessattractioncenter.com. Please pass this on to someone who's attracting it. I look forward to connecting with you soon. See you later. Bye-bye.